right, 33 minutes past the hour right here on 620 AM KEXP, your experts in business. We're spending some time this morning talking about taxes, the things that you need to do to get your business and all your accounting in line, ready for 2016. And Tim Horan from BKN Swan Horan's with us, as he does every Wednesday morning. And we were talking in the break that, you know, I'm kind of like old school, or I could say slightly challenged when it comes with keeping up with receipts. And you had a very good point about scanning them in and doing them digital. That's, and I'm sure I'm probably, people are screaming at me right now and going, Brian, that was like 10 years ago we had this. But some business owners, that might be something they want to invest in.
Oh, there's lots of apps. There's lots of software out there that'll able you to do it.
Yeah.
If you're scared about losing a receipt, the easiest thing for you is take a picture of it on your phone. So it's
Because if someone brings you a shoebox full of receipts, you're going to probably say, you know, why don't you do me a favor and itemize these for me?
Yeah. I'd give it back to them. You're wasting everybody's time at that point.
I would agree with you on that. And of course, let's kind of open up the floor right now. Alex, I'm going to have you pronounce your last name one more time for me. I'm looking at it, and I don't want to mispronounce it. But after I hear you saying, I can say it.
Van Tarakis.
He's in mergers and acquisitions. He's with the Vant Group, based right here in Dallas, looks like, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You and Tim, you should have your own show, because you guys have a lot of common topics that kind of go back and forth. And you were nodding your head a couple times. We talked about bookkeeping and keeping up with records. You're in charge of mergers and acquisitions with
Correct.
Companies.
Yep.
So if I wanted to sell my company, I could go to a guy like you, and you could potentially connect me with a buyer.
Absolutely.
Am I doing it as simple as possible?
You'd come to us. We'd help determine a value, make sure we were in line with your expectations. And then, we'd go to market and get the best value and price we could.
Yeah. Business is booming here in North Texas, is it not? I mean, I know we talk about real estate a lot, but, you know, people are buying businesses, I would imagine, just at the same rate.
Business activity is always up. There's always buyers in the market at any point in time, up market, down market, it doesn't matter. The problem is always the supply of businesses, because people want to buy a positive cash flow business that's able to be transferred and continued. And that right now, with the economy the way that it is, business owners are doing very well. So they're looking at a time right now to get out and sell, where they're probably at the peak of the market.
Yeah, Tim, you're nodding your head. Do people come to you and say, look, I'm thinking about selling my company at the end of 2016. What do I need to do to prepare for that?
We will get that. We always tell, it's what we like to tell people, that, hey, if you're in business, if you have a business, your ultimate goal should be to sell it. You can say, well, sure, I want to pass it to my kids. Well, again, you're still going to want to build as much value as possible. But I'd like to get back to your point, Alex, is that somebody told me 30 years ago, he says, Tim, there's always going to be more buyers than there are sellers. There's always going to be more money chasing deals than there are deals. So if you do have a business, when it does come time to sell, you need to find somebody like Alex that can put you in touch with those buyers, because there are plenty of them.
There's plenty of buyers.
Well, actually, I'm going to throw it back to Tim. You brought up a great point, Brian, about getting...
The Tim and Alex Show, weekdays from 8:30 to 9, right here on 620 AM, KEXP.
You asked him... you know, do sellers come in a year in advance and say, hey, help me get my business ready for sale? Unfortunately, that's the case maybe 10% of the time.
Oh, really?
Which is unfortunate. Something usually causes an event where people decide that I want to sell my business, and they call me the next day. And as Tim knows, that's the worst time, because you have to plan at least a year or two in advance to get your business ready for sale. I don't want to diminish a business sale to a house sale, but it's like getting your house ready to sell. You don't just put your house on the market. You paint it, you cut the lawn, you do whatever is needed. It's the same thing with a business. The problem is with a business, it takes months and years to really get it ready to sell. So the best advice is, if you're thinking about selling, hope that you've got a year or two to get ready to do that process.
Good stuff, Tim. I would agree with him on that.
I do too.
Yeah. And make sure your books and everything's straight too. I mean,
your books and records are by far the most important aspect, because there's three people in a transaction. There's a buyer, there's a seller, and then everybody forgets the most important person. That's the banker. If you don't have good books and records, you're not going to get a loan. And as a seller, if you can't get bank financing, and buyers normally aren't going to just write a check out of their checkbook, there's only one other option, and that's owner financing. And nobody should have to do that. And most of the people that have to do that are people that don't have good books and records.
Mm-hmm. What types of industries do you work in particular? Is anyone...
Great question. The easiest way to say it is anything that involves cash is an industry we don't work in, pretty much retail. We focus on wholesale, manufacturing, and services. Everybody loves a service business to buy, mm-hmm. right? If you think about it, a service is nothing more than doing marketing and providing a good product and getting paid for it. People can understand that, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to make widgets, that's a manufacturing process. Although people like manufacturing, that's harder to learn than to just sell an accounting service, for an example. But yeah, we focus on businesses 1 to 50 million in revenue in the North Texas area, although we have done deals all across the United States.
So when someone calls you, what's the first thing you tell them and say, hey, you know, Alex, I want to sell my business?
Absolutely.
Do you ask them why? Is that a big motivation question? Like, hey, I've been doing it for 30 years. It's time for me to retire. Or it could be for personal reasons or, you know, you bring divorce up a, or something
yeah,
like that.
You bring up a great point. The reason for sale is always imperative. Most of the time, there's a reason they tell you and then there's a real reason, right? Most people will say, I'm tired. What they really mean is, I'm tired of doing all this work for such little amount of money. So there's always a reason behind the reason. But yes, it's imperative to know what the primary reason is. And really, at the end of the day, most people, it's burnout. The number one reason for selling is burnout.
They're just burned out.
And the average time that people own their business is only 7 to 12 years.
Yeah, I've always heard a stat that I was in the frozen custard business years ago and did pretty well with it, actually. And when we got our buyer because some guy wanted to, quote, retire down in the Outer Banks of North Carolina and live the life on the beach and run this restaurant. And of course, that's that, you know, everyone's dreaming of that, of sitting on the beach. But we made it perfectly clear that this is not a hands-off type of business. And I would imagine both of you guys, that the fact that you're involved with business leaders every single day, that's not, you've got to, it's a very, running a business is a hands-on experience. You don't sit back and let somebody else run your business.
Right.
Yeah. And then when you start with the restaurant business, it's probably the most difficult business to do. A lot of people think they would like mm-hmm. to do it, would like to get into it. But and most of our restaurant clients have chains or they're big franchisees and they have a process and they have a group of people behind them that can run multiple stores, sure. multiple locations. But when you're first starting out, it is hands on.
Mm-hmm.
We
went into a license agreement instead of a franchise. We sold licenses, mm-hmm. and that worked pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, you're looking at the lead trainer that flew all over the country to train these people. But it's funny. I mean, people run. You have to have good people in place. Period.
Absolutely. You brought up a great point. You know, so our practice consists of helping people sell companies. But we also have a division that helps buyers buy companies, either an individual buyer that wants to live the American dream and own a company, or what's been more prevalent, which is with sales being so difficult to attain, businesses are buying competitors. So we help with both of those. But what's interesting is we get a lot of corporate buyers that want to buy a business and say what your buyer said, oh, I just want to sit on the beach and relax. And when you leave corporate America, you've got a director of marketing that you can go to.
Yep,
you've got a financing director. You've got five assistants.
You got a janitorial service.
You show up to the business and you look around and you think, wait a minute, I'm all of those people.
Yes.
So it can be rather shocking.
I remember I was in the parking lot one day taking out the trash. And this guy pulls up in a big flashy Hummer and he gets out. And his family had been coming up all week. So he's walking like this and we're talking. And he said, because we saw him early in the week. He goes, aren't you the owner? I go, yep. He goes, well, why are you out here taking the trash out? I said, because that's what the owner does. And I also do the restrooms, too.
Yep.
Good stuff. Man, those were the days. 8:42, we'll come back and continue our conversation with Tim and Alex. The Tim and Alex Show, you heard weekdays right here on KEXP, your experts in business. All right, we're back. 8:47 right here on 620 AM, KEXB. We're talking to Alex Vantarakis.
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 Very close.
I'm going to get it close. And then, of course, Tim Horan from BKN Swan Horan. Now, Tim, we were talking in the break about capital gains and about expanding your business. And really kind of, if you're a small business owner, or any really, I guess, any size business, and you want to do expansion, there are some benefits right now for those expansions as far as your tax relief goes.
As we've talked before, yes, there are some immediate expensing of things that you, in the past, you may have to depreciate over anywhere between 15 and 39 years, depending on what kind of business you're in. But with this immediate expensing of those items, the small business person can almost get away with expensing everything they buy every year. So that's great. Plus, we have bonus depreciation for the next 4 years, which is also wonderful. But our rates have creeped up in terms of capital gains and when you sell, and that's what everybody. When you look at it, when somebody comes in and thinks about selling their business, and they go, okay, how much tax would I pay on that? You know, if I sell this business for $10 million, how much tax will I have to pay? You go, well, could pay up to $2 million, depending on what your basis is in it. You could pay $2 million in taxes, depending on how you're set up. If you're an S corporation or partnership, you won't have to pay the net investment income tax, which could be another 3.8%, which some buyers do pay. Some sellers do pay. But at 20%, you can count on that. So you go, okay, I'm selling it for 10. Okay, I'll have 8 after tax. Well, how much money can I make on that? That's the key. What can you make on that? You'll have people in here that are in that business that are financial advisors, but I couldn't, with a straight face, tell anybody to say you're going to make more than 4%, 5% off that money. It's you don't want to lose it. You don't want to go risky with it, because I've seen that happen with people that sell their businesses and go aggressive on their investments, which eats into the one thing that made your most money, and you put it at risk. But when they look at that and go, oh, I'm making more than that now. If you take the 4% I'm going to make on this, why would I sell? Those factors will always play. But you have a good point, Alex, about the rising interest rates.
Yeah, Alex is with the Vant. He's in charge of mergers and acquisitions with the Vant Group here in Dallas. And you guys found a common topic there that you were
absolutely. Accountants and attorneys and M&A advisors usually have to work hand in hand in a deal. And for us to be successful, we've got to keep up to date on all the accounting codes. And I don't think Tim wanted to be the bearer of bad news on his 20% comment. I'm going to ask him a question that he probably won't want to answer, but let's take that same $10 million sale and say that that's a C Corp. We're looking at about $4.5 million, right? $4.5 million
in taxes.
If you
sell assets, because everybody wants to buy assets, everybody wants to sell stock, but your buyers want to buy assets, so you could get hit with double taxation, which would take more than half of your sale proceeds.
Absolutely. And to Brian's point earlier about who's going to be a president, how that's going to affect business. Well, I can tell you, business owners right now, that if we have a Democratic president, luckily we won't have the Congress and the Senate Democrat, but if we did and they took control over capital gains tax and started increasing capital gains tax like they've been saying they're going to, every percent they increase in capital gains tax is one less percent that you're getting. And it can be pretty catastrophic. In addition to that, now that interest rates are going up, essentially the borrowing power of buyers is going up, which means they're going to have to pay more to get their funding, and they're going to take that out on sellers. So you could have a double whammy of increasing capital gains tax, increasing interest rates. And both of those together are just going to reduce your bottom line.
And if Bernie Sanders is in the office, we can all buy Whataburgers on the way home.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why I always use that as a good example, but good stuff there. That you're right. It's kind of like a hitting with a double whammy,
right,
with the rising interest rates and the capital gains tax. Well, you guys have a good synergy going on. I think we should have the Alex.
I wouldn't
Tim
mind.
Show.
I think we should. Tim.
I think that I could just sit back and we can make it like a Shark Tank.
Yeah.
We'll throw some topics out there and some businesses out there, and you guys throw some evaluations on it, whether or not you're in or you're out. Yeah, some fun with that.
Yeah. You know, everybody thinks accounting is just something they've got to pay every month, and it's so unimportant, like electricity, and they don't realize having a good accountant it doesn't cost you money. The right accountant will save you way more money than they'll charge you. They'll make sure that when you get audited, you're taken care of, and just the planning. People don't understand. People go out of business because they don't know how to read their financials. So you need a really good accounting firm to work hand in hand with you to ensure your business viability.
And Tim, I'm looking at the industries that you cover, and it's construction, financial services, healthcare, hospitality, nonprofits, which we have a lot on here, and you've had some interaction with a few that we've had in here. So a whole list of industries that you work with.
We have a pretty broad range there in our office, a lot of experience there with my partners and the staff.
Very good stuff. Well, any particular industry, Alex, that you're hitting right now that's kind of seemed to be popping? Just curious.
If you own a construction business right now, you're doing better than you've ever done, ever.
You mean like moving dirt, buildings, anything? Dirt movers. I call it dirt movers.
Yeah. You've got to realize there are more construction type businesses than any other business you could possibly, any other industry you could possibly think of. Well, just look at all the cranes. Look at all the new developments going around. Somebody is doing that work. So right now, very similar to 2002 and 3. In 2002 and 3, 90% of the businesses we sold were construction. Not on purpose. There was just an oversupply of those, and that seems to be happening now. But other than construction, there's no real niche right now. It's everybody's doing well, and everybody's coming out of the woodworks. And frankly, the other way to look at it, too, with the stock market, the way that it's going for the last couple, 3, 4, 5 years and more, people with money are not putting it in the stock market. So what they're doing is they're buying alternative investments. Well, those are businesses. So if you have a business right now, the multiples that you're getting are higher. They're not unrealistically high because nobody's going to overpay dramatically, but there's so much demand right now that this is a very good time to sell your business.
Yeah, yeah. And if someone wants to reach out to you, Tim, I know you've got a wide range of industries that you work in. What's the best way for someone to get a hold of you? And or what advice do you have somebody to, if they're looking for an accounting firm like yourself?
The best way to get a hold of me is that you can email me at thoran@bkmsh.com or go to our website, which is bkmsh.com. Or call on the office number, which is 214-545-3965. When you look for an accountant, you want to look to somebody that you're going to have a good relationship with, that you can talk to, that you feel comfortable in dealing with. It's hard for people. It's we always have the same when we're out selling. People say, well, I have an accountant, and he's great.
He's great.
How do you know?
You know, that's actually a great question.
You don't know until something bad happens, and then you'll know.
I like him. What do you like about him? Well, he returns my phone calls when I want, and he comes by and brings us a fruitcake at Christmas. But other than that, like you said, how do you know?
So most people don't deal with multiple layers of accountants or firms or to be able to see and make a choice. But again, you just have to get in and you go on referrals, you go with people that you know that know. That type of thing is usually how you find the person that you want to deal with. But you want to have a good relationship. We like having clients. I've been doing this for over 30 years, and we've got clients that we've been dealing with for over 30 years, which is what you really want in this business.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we got about 45 seconds left. Real quickly, contact information for you for the Vant Group.
Best way to do is go to www.thevantgroup.com. All of our information is on there. And if you're interested in business topics, every Thursday morning we do an Art of the Business Transfer, which is an open dialogue about buying and selling businesses. There's service providers there, accountants, CPAs, business owners, buyers, sellers. Great opportunity. All the info's on the website.
Nice. I like this. We have good coffee talk here. And of course, Michael, if anybody has any questions about all this, you've done a great job of putting all this on the on our website. So on our Facebook page, rather, and our Twitter feed. So good stuff there. Learned a lot today, as we always do, right here on DFW Business Today. I am Brian Glenn. We hope to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 7 a.m. We'll do this all over again. You guys have a great day.